Hello, I am calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. May I speak with Carl Tortensen?
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Okay, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Pardon me, what was the question?
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
I am.
Yes, thank you. I know it is still ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
I will probably vote. I don't know who's running right now, so I'll have to look into that, won't I?
Oh, okay, no problem. Making sure that I'm speaking to people of all ages. May I have your age?
It feels like 120, but it's about 79.
Okay, thank you. It doesn't sound like it.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yes,
you
I know.
Like it.
I'm pretty sure I know about the feeling. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
What is my what? Age?
Your race.
Race?
White.
Thank
you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Actually, I don't have the faintest idea, but it doesn't seem like it's great, but it could be. So that's about what I can say.
Oh, so you will say that don't know, or you're satisfied, just only satisfied?
Well, I'm satisfied it's headed somewhere. Okay, yeah, that'll work.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Will you say you're strongly or somewhat approve?
I'm as strongly as I've been approved of any of the other 18 million presidents we've had.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Gluskin Kemp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman?
I actually have no idea on that. I don't recognize her, so.
Okay, no problem. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of the following list. Combating threats to our democracy, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy.
These are also perfect. How can I not say yes, 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 yes to all that?
I know that are all important, but you can choose only two.
I think all of the above is what needs to be taken care of, but probably the most important is feeding children. So that's where my focus is, taking care of children.
So
because us old folks have kind of screwed it up. So
you will say the improving education, right?
Right.
Okay, and what would be the other one?
The other one would be freedom of speech. I think people, no matter how old they are, kids or not, grown-ups, old people, all of us have a role that we can speak up when we think people are doing things wrong.
So that will be combating threats to our democracy, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel any particular warm or cold, that will be neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. How about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, I like. He's a yes.
From 0 to 100, what will you give him?
79.
Okay.
Which is pretty high.
79, right?
79, yes. 79.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0?
0, thank you. Mary Glusenkin Perez?
I don't have an opinion on her yet. I haven't studied her enough. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. How about Dave Reichert?
I guess I don't know that name either. Gee whiz.
Okay. Joe Kent?
Yeah, I've heard of Joe Kent. Yeah, he's okay.
Okay. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
73.
73, thanks. Bob Ferguson?
No, that's another 73.
Okay.
They're almost perfect, but not quite.
Okay, great. Democrats in Congress?
Well, sometimes they get mixed up, but I am a Democrat.
So what would you rate them from 0 to 100?
The whole kit and caboodle, 79.
79. And Republicans in Congress?
Actually, that's another 79. They know what they're doing, too.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today, will you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Gee, I'm pretty sure everybody will say Biden.
And that's the answer that you will want me to record
yeah.
for you? Okay.
Sure.
Great, thanks. If the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkin Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
They're both good, but I'll vote for the lady.
Okay, thanks. Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
I would say fair chance.
A fair chance, thank you. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think that it is important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think that it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
That would be 1,000%.
Okay, great. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
It's going to be hard to find, but I also think that would be perfect.
Okay. Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
100% for, yes.
Okay, great. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
Somebody who puts what about politics? Sorry.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
Oh, that's 100% too.
Thank you. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working-class people because they are working-class themselves.
That's another 100%.
Thanks.
We working people have to work for our stuff.
Thank you. A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
I don't care if they're from the right or the left. It just depends on how I like them. So I'm happy either way.
How will you rate?
I don't know if that's a good answer for you.
You can rate from 0 to 10. How will you this statement, this quality or attribute? Will you grade it that?
I would. Well, 10%, 100%.
Okay,
great. Go for broke.
Thank you. Now I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Mary Gluson Kim Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Gluson Kim Perez for Congress, 5 means it is someone convincing reason, and 0 that it's not a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. In February of 2020, Mary Gluson Kim Perez miscarried a 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them.
I think that's a very good statement right there.
A 10, then?
Pardon me?
Will you grade this one as a 10?
Oh, 10, yes.
Okay, great. Mary Gluson Kim Perez is a true independent voice for her district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than butting the party line, she voted for her conscience and did what she thought was the best for her district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party.
That's a good thing that she's for not going voting just party line. So that's good.
Will you grade this statement as from 0 to 10? Which
I give her 10.
Okay, great. Mary Gluson Kim Perez shows up. She listens to her community and takes her concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Mary listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
She sounds like a winner, too.
Okay. Then a 10.
Yep.
Okay, great. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the third district were held today, will you vote for Democrat Mary Gluson Kim Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I would probably vote for Mary.
Thank you. Now I am going to read some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0, it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape incest or life-threatening complication. If elected, candle will destroy your freedom to desire yourself if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
Well, that's true.
Will you say that he gives you serious doubts, some doubts, or not doubts at all to support him as Congress?
Some doubt.
Some doubts. Thank you. We can't trust Joe Ken to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
I don't go along with that one.
You will say that this gives you serious doubts on supporting him?
Would I say what? I'm sorry. I missed that.
On this statement, will this give you serious doubts on supporting Joe Kent for Congress?
Yeah, if that's what he said, yeah.
Okay, great. After hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Well, I'm sorry to say, probably less.
Okay. Given everything you have heard about Joe Ken, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Just because maybe he's prejudiced. I don't know. I don't have a real good answer for that. I just think he probably thinks women aren't that important.
Okay.
Sorry, it's not a good answer, but that's what I got.
No, no, no problem. No problem. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
13, actually.
You're a high school graduate?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I went another quarter or so. I am a high school graduate, yes.
Okay, great. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Do you have any children of 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't. Mine are grown men.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate, I would say.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. We're done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great evening.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello?